Good morning. Recently, I've been reflecting on the question, just what constitutes the life of a Shin Buddhist? Now, there are many, you would classify religious kind of descriptions, you know, the life of Nembutsu. But I'm thinking just in the on the day-to-day basis, what characterizes my life as a Shin Buddhist? And in reality, Shinran has a lot to say about it. Let me share with you a passage from the Kyogyo Shinsho. How joyous I am, realizing as I humbly reflect that my heart and mind stand rooted in the Buddha ground of the universal vow, and that my thoughts and feelings flow within the Dharma ocean, which is beyond comprehension. My joy grows ever fuller, my gratitude and indebtedness even more compelling. Now again, when you listen to that quote, you know, there's a lot of coded words here. But one thing that is clear is that Shinran, upon realizing Shinjing, lived a full and joyous life. Okay, so let's reflect on what we mean by that, a full life. To me, a full life is a life lived in awareness and appreciation. Shinran was fully aware that he was immersed in what he described as the Dharma ocean. What is the Dharma ocean? In my interpretation, the Dharma ocean is simply the life, the experiences of the people around us, our experiences with them, and their experiences with us. For within our own lives, there are things that will teach us, there are things that will make us stronger, and there are things that will simply inspire and give us joy, if we are aware. Many times, we take things for granted. Our family, our friends, even waking up in the morning sometimes. Yeah? But if we live in awareness, a characteristic, I feel, of a Shin Buddhist, then when we awake in the morning, it's not just, oh, you know, it's just another day. Let's see what we're going to do to survive it. It's how wonderful I have this day to share with all of those I love and to experience new things, be it challenging, be it fulfilling. Everything is part of the Dharma ocean there for me to appreciate and to learn. That is what Shinran is referring to, living within the Dharma ocean. It is an awareness of my life and the life shared with others. For example, it's the Christmas season right now. Are you rushing around? Are you stressed out? Not thinking about the fact that Christmas is really a time of giving and fellowship. So, one way of celebrating Christmas is rather than to think about just the objects we are purchasing, think about the people who we love that we are trying to express our appreciation for in many different ways. So maybe we should slow down a little bit. Spend good time with each other during the holiday seasons. And spend less time looking for those bargains, trying to compete for that best gift. Rather, think of the gift as representing our love. And if it's our love, it doesn't have to constitute much in terms of material presence, but should be imbued with our goodwill, our appreciation for the people that are important to us. Let us remember during this time that we are here to grow and to fully live our lives as human beings. Not to be perfect, but to learn. Sometimes to be alone, to appreciate the solitude. Sometimes to be together in good fellowship and interdependence. During this time, let us not waste this precious time on this earth and together with friends and family. So, the life of a Shin Buddhist would be, in my interpretation, a life of appreciation and the spirit of the holiday seasons throughout all of our lives. Thank you very much.